Well, going from one of the older researchers, I think Dr. Raj wouldn't mind me saying that, to one of the younger ones involved in wheat research, Lee Hickey's from the University of Queensland, and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
Hi, good day.
So now we were talking about some of the areas of expertise that you're involved in, and you, first of all, you're looking to try and get the younger researchers involved in wheat breeding, and also this idea of speed breeding. And someone this morning on the conference call was saying, "Oh, that sounds like speed dating." The speed breeding, it sounds sort of sexy.
Yeah, you don't want to get them confused, definitely. But yeah, I mean, speed breeding is a new technology we developed at the University of Queensland that aims to speed up the development of wheat plants. So it's a great tool to develop wheat varieties faster. So because that's one of the big problems we have, is that wheat breeding is just so slow. It can take up to 10, sometimes 20 years to develop a new and improved variety.
So. And how do you do that? How do you speed up the process? Because I thought that was the hard thing. That was the reason why it took so long. You needed to get it right.
Yeah, well, we actually grow the plants under a constant light, so they don't have any dark, so there's no sleep. They just grow, grow, grow. And so by doing this, we can actually get up to 6 generations of wheat per year rather than just one in the field. So in theory, we can go 6 times faster, but of course we have to combine this with all the other methods and technologies to develop a variety and something that farmers can grow.
So. I remember talking to one of the researchers who was saying the volume you need to have is also an issue. Have you been able to do it with less, less than a huge amount that you need normally in a breeding program to speed it up?
Well, at the moment, we've used the technology is quite new, and we've companies are starting to use it now to breed varieties as well in Australia, which is fantastic. So it's speeding up development. You do need glasshouse facilities fitted with lighting that can be expensive to use. So we're trying to work out ways of reducing the cost using this sort of technology. So it's always that always comes into play when you're trying to develop a product for industry. So it's cost of development, not just time. So. Like with many of these new technologies, it's tricky to get them integrated in a way that is cost-effective and delivering improved varieties.
So. Now, as well as being involved in the speed breeding programs, drones, you're interested in drones. You think that that's something that is sort of exciting and getting people involved as well, because they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely some of the more of the high-tech stuff we're playing with. And wheat breeders around the world are, and I guess that's why it's great having this meeting where we have all these wheat scientists from around the world come together. And coinciding with these meetings, we're actually running a workshop on new breeding technologies like drones, and it's actually aimed at the early career scientists. So getting them to think about how do we use these new technologies and combine them with traditional practices to get the most value out of our work.
So get them interested young so they can move into the field and stay there.
It definitely. And I think it's very important that we are attracting young people into science in general, and wheat improvement's no exception. You know, we need new ideas, we need to be thinking outside of the box, because we face some pretty big challenges in the future to feed a growing population. So all these things are going to be critical to develop the next generation of wheat varieties for our farmers.
So obviously talking about the food security issue, that's something that's that underpins the work you do in the speed breeding stuff.
Oh, sorry?
The food security issue obviously underpins that. The faster we need those changes and improvements more quickly now.
Well, there's if you look at the varieties that are out there that farmers grow, you know, there's many deficiencies, and so one of the ideas is we can introduce new traits or desirable characteristics into those varieties. So things like improved root system architecture, so the plants can access more water deeper down in the soil profile, or it might be improved disease resistance. So it means less fungicide applications for farmers here in Australia, but farmers in developing countries, it can mean a lot in terms of their livelihoods.